this is, what's her name?
It's Shafi Moeel. Shafi Moeel.
Okay. And you're with SJP?
I'm with the National Lawyers Guild and SJP. I graduated from Berkeley, and I'm working with the guild now.
What makes you feel that SJP is being singled out in this case? What from the past, recent, and you know, and farther back?
Mm-hmm. You know, from the very first action that SJP did, this was in February 2001, when we had a mock checkpoint on campus, and we partially blocked Sather Gate to kind of highlight the reality of checkpoints in Palestine. The chancellor, like, took an unprecedented step and took out a full-page ad in the Daily Cal saying that he does not think that this kind of action is appropriate for students on campus to demonstrate in such a way. I mean, it was the same thing. It was a peaceful protest. No one was hurt. No one was harassed. But we put our point across. So from day one, the chancellor has been kind of like against SJP in a way that he hasn't been against other groups. And that the seriousness of the charges against these students now, from banning SJP to threatening some of the students who have who've spoken up out about issues earlier and who have gotten arrested at different protests. Now those students are being faced with like possibly up to a year of suspension or expulsion, which is again just unprecedented. Like, students have never gotten that in the history of Berkeley for just speaking out about a certain issue. And I think that they try to say that, well, an academic building was taken over, and that's different from like the chancellor's office or the administrative building. But the point is that we have intense faculty support, and I think that the faculty knows better than any other, you know, administrator what the mission of a university is. And we have intense faculty support that say, whether they held classes in Wheeler Hall and said, actually, our classes were not disturbed, or the disruption was at a minimal. We were able to hold classes, we were able to hold office hours. So this intense faculty support that they're on our side, so I don't understand why the university keeps on pushing this rhetoric of classes were disrupted, the mission of the university was...
What are your thoughts on really why they seem so pissed?
I mean...
On the university and Berdahl and whatnot.
I think that the... You know, one of SJP's goals in you know, bringing an end to the occupation and right of return for refugees and end of the apartheid system, one of the ways that we view was to bring about those goals is the divestment strategy. So we're asking the UC, the whole point of the April 9th sit-in was to force the UC Regents to meet with us and look at the portfolio and say, these are your investments in Israel, and we'd like to talk to you about them. And the UC Regents so far have even refused to respond to any of our calls for meetings. So clearly, they have at least $6.4 billion invested in these companies who do business with Israel. Clearly, there is... money is a big factor in the kind of pressure that the university is putting on Students for Justice in Palestine. I mean, that's one reason. But I think the better question is, like, I don't know why. I'd like to know. I'd like the chancellor to be really honest with us. I'd like the regents to be honest with us. But the point is, they're just kind of like, you know, punishing us and trying to silence us, and they're not giving us valid reasons for why they're doing that.
On another topic, what do you think of the corporate media's coverage of SJP and... Yeah, SJP in particular.
I think that they have done what corporate media has always done, which is not critically analyze the issue well enough, and that they have sort of pitted it as one ethnic group against another ethnic group, or like one religious group at the university who feels threatened by another religious group at the university. And it is clearly not that way. I mean, even if you look around right now, members of Students for Justice in Palestine are a very diverse group of people. They come from all ethnic backgrounds and religious backgrounds. And so I think that we are maybe slowly seeing a discourse in America, a change in discourse about the conflict. And people are realizing it's not just the Arabs versus the Jews, it's not just the Muslims versus the Jews, but it's an entire colonial structure that is set up against a certain group of people based simply on their ethnicity. And I think that that change in discourse is happening.
Slowly,
but it is happening.
Right. All right. Right on. Okay. Thanks.
Sure. Take care.